Drop Zone by Andy McNab. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Prologue.
What do you mean Ryan's gone? Explain.
Gabe's voice was hard and businesslike, but then when was he anything else? On the other end of the line, phone against his ear, Sam leaned back in his chair. Outside his window, the moon stared back like a bullet hole in a bedsheet.
"He's not been seen at Freefall for 2 weeks," he said. "He's missed God knows how many jumps. It's not like him at all, and that's what worries me. Even if he does come back..."
Sam let his voice trail off in frustration. He'd invested so much time and effort in the whole project, and Ryan's unexplained disappearance had brought it to a dead stop.
"And you've no idea where he is, where he's gone?"
"No,"
said Sam, shaking his head despite being alone in his office.
"The kid's a ghost. That's why we picked him, remember?"
Gabe fell silent. Sam waited patiently. Then came the reply.
"Find a replacement."
Sam laughed, couldn't help it.
"You really think it's that simple?"
"No,"
said Gabe.
"I don't."
And Sam believed him.
"Look,"
said Gabe, his voice almost losing its edge.
"I know you can't just walk down a high street and pick someone out of a crowd, but we need 5 in this team for the whole thing to work, not 4.
"I know,"
said Sam. Ryan had been the last. He'd have brought the team to the magic 5 they were looking for. If he'd made the grade with his skydiving, then he'd have been told the truth about...